السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي بنعمته تتم الصالحات، مجيب الدعوات، رفيع الدرجات، وهو الذي يقبل التوبة عن عباده ويعفو عن السيئات، رافع السماوات ومنزل الآيات، إلهنا خالقنا ورازقنا، ليس لنا رب سواك. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد، كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد، كما باركت على إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه، هدى للمتقين، الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون، والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون، أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. إن الذين كفروا سواء عليهم أأنذرتهم أم لم تنذرهم لا يؤمنون. ختم الله على قلوبهم وعلى سمعهم وعلى أبصارهم غشاوة، ولهم عذاب عظيم. ومن الناس من يقول آمنا بالله وباليوم الآخر وما هم بمؤمنين. يخادعون الله والذين آمنوا وما يخدعون إلا أنفسهم وما يشعرون. صدق الله عليه. وقال نبينا وحبيبنا صلى الله عليه وسلم: الغنى يورث النفاق، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. الحمد لله. All praise be to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, creator, nourisher, sustainer, provider, protector, and controller of every single thing. Peace and salutation be upon our beloved Master Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on his family members, companions, upon every single Muslim brothers and sisters who followed and who is following and who will follow the sunnah of beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam till the day of death. My respected brothers and members of Islam, it is the mercy and the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this poor day, on a holiday, and where many people are busy with, you know, keeping themselves busy watching cricket match, and everybody spend their time in front of the screen, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has selected few of us to come to the masjid of Allah, where the angels are surrounding us, we're getting the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. While we're in the masjid, when we're not going to do anything, we come inside the masjid with the knee of itiqaf. For every single minute and every single second, we are getting reward. And a gathering here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is proud. Allah is proud of us seeing a such gathering. Can be a very little people who are gathered here, but in eyes of Allah, this is something which is, you know, very much valuable. Because we have come here solely nothing, only expecting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure. We have come here today, and the topic which brought us, a topic called the qualities of hypocrites, the munafiq. The qualities of munafiq. Now each and every one of us have come here to examine ourselves that do I have any of these qualities? If I have any of these qualities, what is the remedy? How can I come out of it? And what are the action is causing? What are the action which create and which makes these qualities come on me? Because of why I'm getting these qualities. Now for example, we go to a doctor. When we go to a doctor, when we realize and accept ourselves, I am really sick, so I need to consult a doctor. You have a sick person, the first medication is that he must accept himself that I am a sick person. So 50% of his sickness is gone by accepting himself I am sick. So this is why I brought us up here, because we are feeling that there is something wrong in me. This is what every believer, even every Sahabi, there was a Tabi'in, he said, I have met over 70 Sahaba who stayed in the company of Rasulullah ﷺ. All of them were fearing what is going to happen to their end. Will they die as a mu'min or will they die as a Muslim? Rasulullah ﷺ, before he left this world, he gave the list of munafiq to Abu Dharr al-Ghifari radiallahu anhu. One of the secret companions. Rasulullah ﷺ had different Sahaba. He took work from different Sahaba in a different field. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he was there just to memorize the ahadith of Rasulullah ﷺ. Over 5,000 ahadith Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated. Over 5,000 ahadith. Umar radiallahu anhu, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu was there. Only 23 odd hadith Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu narrated. But he was the companion of Rasulullah. All time he said, my sahib. My partner is Abu Bakr Siddiq. Rasulullah is proud to say and say, my partner. Even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Holy Quran about the sahib, the partner of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahibuhuma fil ghar. إِذْ يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِهِ لَا تَحْزَنْ إِنَّ اللَّهُ مَعَنَا. When Rasulullah and Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, before they migrated from Medina to Makkah, from Makkah to Medina, they stayed in a cave. When they stayed in the cave, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, a little bit frightened up, was saying, you know, enemies are around, they have come here, they're going to see us, if they see us, we're in trouble. Then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Allah mentioned the story, but إِذْ يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِهِ لَا تَحْزَنْ don't worry, we are not alone here, إِنَّ اللَّهُ مَعَنَا. Allah is with us. Allah is with us. So Abu Dharr al-Ghifari radiallahu anhu, he was a Sahabi, he was a secretary, like you call a personal secretary, who protects the secrets of Rasulullah. Certain secrets of Ummah, what is going to happen to the Ummah? These are the people, bad people. This list was given to Abu Dharr al-Ghifari radiallahu anhu. That is a list of munafiqs. And Umar radiallahu anhu, he was always, when he came to his khalifa, when he became khalifa, used to always observe and see, is it any mashura? You want to appoint a governor for someone, appoint someone for any work or any responsibility, you should call Abu Dharr al-Ghifari radiallahu anhu and keep him aside. And if Abu Dharr al-Ghifari radiallahu anhu disagrees, Umar radiallahu anhu will not confirm because he has a list. Rasulullah gave the list with a condition, you cannot expose it. So Umar radiallahu anhu was always the one. The last moment, Abu Dharr al-Ghifari radiallahu anhu was in his deathbed. Umar radiallahu anhu ran to him and said, Abu Dharr al-Ghifari radiallahu anhu, please, I don't want anybody's name. I just want, if my name is in that list. Allah. Who is it? The second Khalifa. I don't want the list. I know it is a secret, it's an amana. You cannot expose it, but I just want, please, if my name is in that list, if you tell me that is sufficient. He was in his last desperate, he cannot speak. And in the end, Abu Dharr al-Ghifari radiallahu anhu moved his head and said, no. Umar radiallahu anhu said, if he would have died without saying that, I would have not slept after that in my life. I would not be in peace. This is who? Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu. Every Sahabi, they had the fear in their heart. This is a sign of a believer. A believer will not ever be content with what he does. He is always, first we have to understand the difference between, to understand who is a munafiq, we need to understand who is a mu'min. the qualities of the believer, then we can see, okay, I have this quality, so I'm a little bit safeguard from it. So we will not never be happy with what we do. We will never be content and say, you know, I have done so much of sadaqah, so I am done, you know, I am through. No, Sahaba said it. Abdurrahman Nauf radiallahu anhu, one of the richest Sahaba. When Rasulullah, once he was in Medina, his, you know, business tradesmen were coming from Sham. So much of camels, they were coming, you know, it's in the desert. When so much of camels were walking into the Medina at the same time, dusty, you know, all the dust start, you know, getting. It's a huge noise. Then there was a hadith reminder by Aisha radiallahu anha, Abdurrahman ibn Awf radiallahu anha, saying that he is one of the Sahabi where Rasulullah gave glad tidings among the 10 Sahabas, Asharat al Mubashara, who is going to enter paradise. It's sure, confirmed. Rasulullah said from his mouth. One of him is Abdurrahman ibn Awf radiallahu anha, said that you're going to enter 500 years later to the Jannah, because we have to answer Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the wealth that Allah has given. Immediately Abdurrahman Nauf radiallahu anhu, immediately all the goods which came from Sham, everything he gave in charity, everything he gave in path of Allah, that Allah should, you know, make the question easy on him. This is what they were never content with what good deeds they do. They were never content, and even one small deed, a small bad deed used to trouble them. This is the mu'min. Allah says in Holy Quran, this is what a munafiq, different between a munafiq and a mu'min. A munafiq, he will do so many sins and he will still be happy and saying that, you know, I have performed so much of salah, I have fast, I have done umrah. The signs of munafiq, the qualities of munafiq, I have done umrah, I have built so much of things, I have done that. And based on that, he starts disobeying Allah in so many activities. And he says that, you know, I will be saved. In other hand, a mu'min, he would have done so much of good deeds. So much of good deeds, countless. He had never missed salah. Every 5 times salah, every fajr he had performed with jama'ah. He had done so much of umrah. He has given so much in charity. But one bad deed will disturb him. Allah says in the Holy Quran, وَإِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ وَمَن يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَلَمْ يُسِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. A believer knows whenever he does, as believers we all do mistakes, and that is human. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it's not nobody in this earth that we have not done a single sin. We all do this. كُلُّ بَنِي آدَمَ خَطَّاؤُونَ. All the sons of Adam are sinners. وَخَيْرُ الْخَطَّائِينَ التَّوَّابُونَ. The best of the sinners who will repent to Allah, who will return to Allah, who will ask forgiveness by Allah. A believer, he, soon as he do one bad deed, he feels bad. ذَكَرُ اللَّهِ. He will remember Allah. And فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ. He will ask forgiveness by Allah for the sin that he has done. This is the one quality that we always must remember. Our bad deed, our bad action must disturb us. If it is disturbing our heart, if that day you did something wrong, you go to the bed, you can't sleep, you are rolling up and down, then you must think that alhamdulillah, you are a little bit in safer time. If that disturbs. If it doesn't disturb, you have done so much of wrong. In the night you come, oh, it's fine, mate. Put your AC on, cover it up and sleep. Then you must remember that you are in a danger line. You are in a danger line. This is what Sahaba Karam, every time, Handala radiallahu anhu, once he came out suddenly screaming, saying, Nafaqa Handala, Nafaqa Handala. Handala has become munafiq, he has become a shrub. One of the greatest Sahabi, who attended the Battle of Badr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given, confirmed that all the people who attended the Badr, they're going to go to Jannah. This Sahabi came out and said, Nafaq Andala, Andala has become munafiq. And immediately met Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, told him, he said, what are you saying? What's wrong with you? He said, no, and this is my condition. When I'm in the company of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Rasulullah speaks about, you know, Jannah, Jahannam, about Qiyamah,
I feel, you know, I don't have any inclination towards this dunya. I don't have any like towards this dunya. But when I come back home, I see my wife and children and health, everything. I just a little bit, my condition of my heart changes a bit. I've been settled with this dunya, with my wife and children. So I have my, you know, iman is not stable, it is changing. So I think I'm a munafiq. My condition has changed. My condition is changing. So I think I'm a munafiq. So he comes out. When he mentioned this, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu said, is it so? Same thing is happening to me. Who is he that said this? The first person, without his entrance for Jannah, not a single believer we can enter. After Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu have to enter Jannah. After that only all the believers can enter. He said same condition to me. Both of them went to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they explained their condition. Rasulullah, when we are with you, we feel this way, you know, we feel so much, we don't have any liking towards the dunya. We don't feel anything, but when we get home, this is what happens. Then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, don't worry, this is the condition of Muslim. It is the condition of human being. Iman, yazeed, wa yanqus, it increases and it comes down. It goes up and comes down. So what you have to do, you have to make effort to increase your iman. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, jadidu imanakum, you know, purify and renew your iman. Renew your iman. Now what you do? You stay in the house. How, you know, how much ever you spend, whatever good material you use and build that house, after 10-15 years, you have to renew that house. Renovation has to take place. If not, it goes. Natural thing. A vehicle, anything what you take, what you use, what happens, it weighs off. So you have to renew it. Same as iman is always, every moment in our life, our iman has been tested. When you're walking out here, iman has been tested. When you go to the business, working place, our iman has been tested. When you're going home with the family, wife and children, our iman has been tested. So we have to renew, alhamdulillah. This type of gathering is one of the objects of it, renewing our iman. We are coming here, we are seated here with the sole object of increasing our iman, renewing our iman. Allah has given us one of the greatest blessings. The iman is one of the greatest gifts that a man can possess in this world. Nothing else, iman. So that we need to, for example, we have protection, am I right? For the house, we have certain protection, security system to protect the house. The gold and jewelry, valuable things, we have security system to protect it. Any data information we have, we put wireless guards in order to protect those information. In a different way, we protect different things. Why do we put those security? Because we realize the value of it. If anything gets wrong in that, if anything gets corrupted in that, so we are in danger. So we are going to lose that. When we realize the value of iman, when we realize the value of something, then we make measures to protect. Our children, we love our children. So we put measures to protect them. Why? Because we love them. Because we love them. We love our business. You know, through business, so we do necessary measures to protect our business. Likewise, we must realize the iman and we have to protect the iman from all these qualities of nifaq. This is the security we have to put it up. That's why we have come here to identify what is the qualities of munafiq. The first thing I highlight on you, that difference between a mu'min and a munafiq is that a mu'min, if one small sin and disobedience, he will be arrested. A munafiq, he will do, you know, abundance of so much of sin, but he will not be one. This is the difference. A can be a great sinner, but he can be a mu'min. A great sinner can be a mu'min. Why? If his sins disturb him and he realizes that I am a sinner, Allah has to forgive me, then he is a mu'min. Allah loves to forgive. Inna Allah ghafoor rahim. Allah is most forgiving. We know the story of a person who killed 99 persons, who took the life of 99 persons. One of the greatest kind. Killing one person is equal to killing entire humanity. Allah says in the Holy Quran. He killed 99 persons and he goes to a sheikh and asks, I have done such a big crime. Will Allah forgive me? That thought, that feeling that, you know, Allah must forgive me, if not I am, you know, I have done so much of sin. Then Allah forgive me. This feeling, this thought has to come in our mind. He went to that Shaykh said, no, you have killed so much of people, Allah will never forgive you. He got angry, he got disturbed. He killed the Shaykh. Completed the 100. He went to another old man, said, you know what? I have done greatest crime, killed 100 people. Will Allah forgive me? He said, yes. Allah will forgive you, but you have to do one thing. You have to leave this place and go. Why? In this community, they always look at you as a murderer. So you will remain murderer. You will keep on killing people. When you are involved in certain bad deeds, you have to change your company. You have friends. With certain friends, when you get together, you smoke. You want to stop smoking? You change your company. You know, keep away from those friends who will smoke, and keep away from the friends who will not smoke. Then immediately you change. So likewise, this chef told him, you leave this place with the curse that Allah should forgive him. Allah must forgive me. With that feeling, he starts immediately. Immediately he starts his journey leaving the village. On his way, the death comes. We know the story. The angel of Rahmah and angels of punishment both come to take his life. Between them, big argument. They say, the angels of Rahmah blessing says, you know what? This man is a great sinner, but he walked with his intention to ask forgiveness by Allah, so he's in the right side. So we are the one who should take his life. I said, no, that is not confirmed. He didn't reach the place. Death has proceeded, so we are the one. So we have to remember that we can be one of the great sinners, but we need to have a feeling in our heart that Allah should forgive me and repent, returning to Allah. By sinning, we should not become proud and say, fine, when I have done so much, no problem. I have built a masjid so I can do whatever I want. So my palace is there also. Who has this feeling, this type of arrogance, that I have done my duty towards Islam. So it's fine. We must remember, we are not doing anything to increase the dignity of Allah and honor of Allah. Our good deeds, our good actions, only going to benefit us. By disobeying Allah, we are not doing any harm for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we are harming ourselves. بَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. We are doing oppression for ourselves. So this feeling has to come in each and every one of us that only Allah will forgive. Allah will forgive. Another important, very important thing. We very easily utter and we give judgment. One of the qualities of mu'min is that he is very much careful about giving judgment about others. He will not say this person saying, he is a, you know, sinner. He is a munafiq. He is a hypocrite. He will not slip out. If someone does that, that is one of the qualities of munafiq. Munafiq, they are very much hasten in giving judgment about others. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lived 23 years. In front of him there was so much of munafiqs living. He knew them by their name, by their father's name. The leader of munafiq, Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul, Rasulullah never said that he is a munafiq. Rasulullah never said. Everybody witnessed. Because he was the leader of Medina, when Rasulullah walked in, the leadership changed. So he felt jealous. The jealousy caused him to become a munafiq. He became jealous. I was the leader. I was the most honorable person in Medina. People used to respect me. Now Rasulullah has come and taken my place. So in order to camouflage, and he was with Rasulullah, he said, I'm a believer, but he wasn't a real believer. But even for that person, Rasulullah didn't say he's a munafiq. So we must be very careful. We are here to discuss certain qualities. One, giving judgment about others. Even we have to say someone is lying. Someone is lying. Lying is a quality of munafiq. So because he's lying, can you say that he's a munafiq? No. Can say he is having a quality of a munafiq. That is the lie. He lies, so that quality is the quality of munafiq, but Allah will decide
he is a munafiq or not. Because they, still he has chance to repent by Allah. Still he has chance to ask forgiveness by Allah. A great people, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in hadith, a person lives in this world, a life of Muslim and mu'min, till his end. The last moment he does certain action, is the life of a kafir, he becomes kafir and he dies. So no one can. And another person, on the other hand, he lives his entire life in kufr and shirk, does so much of sin. The last moment in his life, he does good deed, he repent Allah, and change the life and repent. So always having this fear in our heart, not giving judgment about others, not saying he's a munafiq. This is in our society one of the greatest disputes. All this unity is gone. We have different sects in our community. We, one sect they say, you know, these people are liars, these people are, they are balala, they are, you know, in astray. These people are right. We give judgment upon them. This is the, one of the greatest problems that as Ummah we are facing. Giving judgment about others. Giving wrong judgment, bad judgment about others. For you to say this person is a liar, you need proof. You need proof and evidence. But to say someone is good, you don't need proof. Islam. That Islam says always think good about others. This is the mu'min quality. They will always think good. Even they see something bad happening, they justify. They will justify. And say, you know, this person is staying with that girl. This is the neighbor. Justify saying, you know, we will, a mu'min will justify saying, no, no, maybe she's in trouble. So he is helping her out. A person, other way hand, who has sick in his heart, he will immediately see, oh, this fellow is, you know, involved with this girl. And immediately start spreading the message, saying, you know what, he is involved with his neighbor. He is, you know, hurry in giving judgment upon us. That's why we have to always be very much aware and careful about what we are going to say about others. What we are going to say. This is what Sahaba Kiram and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were very much careful. Abu Nafiq, what they used to say? They used to say, you know what? وَمِنَ النَّاسِ Allah says in the Quran in Surah Al-Baqarah. Surah Al-Baqarah, the beginning till few ayat. Very beautifully Allah explained three group of people. First Allah explained who is the believer. Then Allah explained who is the kafir. And then in third Allah explained who is munafiq. All three categories explained in the beginning of Surah Baqarah. Who is the believer, who is the kuffar, who is the disbeliever, and the munafiq. Now we must remember, there is two types of munafiq. One is called munafiq kul a'mal, and other one is known as munafiq kul aqa'id. A person who is munafiq naw'an, nifaq al akbar, nifaq al akbar. They divide nifaq al akbar, the hypocrisy, which is the highest sign. That is got to do in belief. For example, we have people in society. They are not real Muslims. They are not real Muslims. They act as Muslims to get information and to put Muslims in trouble. This, many of these are, they are agents and allies of certain groups. There are many of them exist in many Muslim countries. In Pakistan, you see all these problems. In Afghanistan, you see the problems. We are thinking that the Muslims are fighting Muslims. Entire world, the media gives the picture that in Afghanistan, the Muslims are fighting the Muslims. We are seeing that, right? But when you see the real story, not the Muslims are fighting with Muslims, the munafiqs are fighting with Muslims. Yeah, they have been paid by the munafiqs, they have been paid by the, you know, certain group of people to do certain things. I met, not last year, year before when I went to Hajj, I met one of the major general Pakistan army in Hajj. And in Rawdah Sharif, you know, the between Rasulullah's Maqbara and the Mimbar, that place known as Rawdah, Garden of Jannah, Rasulullah said, بَيْنَ الْمِمْبَرِ وَبَيْتِي رَوْضَةٌ مِنْ رِيَاضِ الْجَنَّةِ. Between this, my mimbar and that, it is the Rawdah, the Garden of Jannah, it is a piece of Jannah. While I was seated there with him, so he said, he introduced himself saying that he is a Pakistani. Then I was very sad. I said, you know what's happening? He said, don't be sad. I am telling you here, I am one of the major generals who is in charge of army, not the Pakistani. It is the outside, you know, Indian and American We found so much of weapons which is being given to them, Israeli manufactured weapons, American manufactured weapons, and then Indian manufactured weapons, who these Muslims are having and they are fighting. But we cannot come out in the media or the public in this information. We are being blocked. It's not the Muslims. It's Murad. This is called, they are not real believers. They are hitting a different aqidah in their heart, different belief, but they present themselves as Muslims. In time of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these type of munafiqs were existing. Abdullah ibn Ubayy ibn Salul, he was that munafiq. He was not a Muslim, he was a munafiq. For them Allah says in Holy Quran, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ. These munafiqs are فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ, in the lowest stage in Jahannam. They will be the worst punishment, they will get more than the kuffar. Because why? They are deceiving. Allah says in Holy Quran, يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهِ. They are thinking that they are deceiving Allah. يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهِ. They think that it is their day. وَهُوَ قَادِعُهُمْ. They are deceiving themselves. They are fooling themselves. They are fooling themselves. These believers, these munafiqs, they used to even pray Fajr Salah in Jama'at. They used to even pray Fajr Salah. Yes, fine. They used to sit in Rasulullah's company. After Fajr Salah, Rasulullah used to give them any message. They used to take this message and go out to their allies and laugh and mock at them. He said something like this. He said something like this. Do you believe that? Allah says, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ, they say, then they say, when they come with a believer, آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ, we believe in Allah. When you tell them to believe like the real believers are believing, they say, we can't believe like the fool. We need to use our brain. We don't believe in this. This munafiq, we have to be very, very much careful about. In our society, we have certain people, certain sects, which has been regarded to be the real kuffar. They are not, they are out of hold of Islam. That if you know the Qadiani. Qadiani, they believe there is a prophet after Rasulullah. There is no prophet. Rasulullah is the final messenger. And they believe one certain person to be a prophet of Allah. So these type of people exist in our society. For us it's easy to understand who is munafiq. For us, very difficult, easy to understand a kafir. He says a kafir is going to church. He's a disbeliever. But difficult to understand a person who comes to the masjid. So these type of munafiq, ulama karam has different opinions. These type of munafiq, in time of Sahaba, time of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even now in Muslim countries, they have been planted and kept in order to give message, information for them, and keep a disturbance among Muslims. Because if Muslim is united, this is the plan, the Jewish plan, not today, day after, yesterday, they did. Thousand years ago. Allah mentioned in Holy Quran. Their plan, this was their trick. In the time of Uthman radiallahu anhu, there was a great split in the Khilafah. They killed, they planned, and they assassinated Uthman radiallahu anhu. All these are munafiqs. They pretended themselves to be Muslim. So we as Muslims, must be very much careful. Why I'm saying that? Internet is an open source. See, many of us go and take quickly message and information from there and we start to believe. We don't know from whom is this message is coming. From whom is this information is coming. There are so many munafiqs who, you know, there are some, even, some come, they were, you know, kuffar, they pretend and say, you know, I'm Muslim. I embrace Islam. And they become a public figure even. The time of Uthman radiallahu anhu, the one who planned the assassination of Uthman radiallahu anhu, he was a priest. And in time of Umar radiallahu anhu, he became Muslim with a plan of deceiving and putting, he was a Jew. This person. And he became a public figure. He started giving lectures. He started speaking about it. With the intention what? To split the Ummah. Intention to split the Muslims. So we have to be very careful from which source we are listening, which source we are following. Especially with internet. So the next,
a believer from his feet, Allah must, you know, give ruhaniyat. Allah will always, we must ask Allah, give us guidance. That is the every salah, we ask asking hidayat, oh Allah, ihdina as-sirat. Wallah, surah al-Sayyid. We must be very much careful about this subject. These type of people might come, and they might even be gone. The public figure, oh, many public start, you know, liking him, they are inclined. Many Muslims, they were innocent Muslims, caught by his friend. He made use of them. He made use of them. Same thing is happening in the world now. Same thing is happening in Pakistan, India, Afghanistan, all the places where there is problem, these innocent, some innocent Muslims have become their trust. They come up with idea and say, you know, this is what they are doing for you. He came up with the idea saying, you know, Uthman radiallahu anhu, 10 years, this khilafah should be given to Ali radiallahu anhu. Start speaking about good about Ali radiallahu in order to split. Ali radiallahu himself, he said, La'natullah, Allah's curse should be upon him. Who is Uthman? Rasulullah gave two of his daughters in marriage to Uthman radiallahu anhu. Will Rasulullah give to someone who is bad? Two of his daughters. It's been named as Dhul Nurain, the person who possessed two noor, two lines, that is two daughters of Uthman. Got married. So such a great person, this person is saying something like that. So we must be very careful about from which resource we are. We have, mashallah, in our country, you must remember, I'm telling you, in our country we have enough scholars, mashallah. We know them, we can observe of their lifestyle, what are they doing. We get sometimes a fellow come who give the lecture, go, we get inclined over the net, a person, we have not even seen him. We have not even seen him. Like, you know, a celebrity actor, they come, when it comes to the shooting time, they dress up and then give the lecture, everything done, then he has a different life. But it might be very attractive, lot of information. We get inclined towards it. So we must remember, we have, mashallah, many scholars, lot of madrasa, we have imam who have studied very hard, difficultly. So you pick and choose from whom you are taking your education. That's correct. This is what a first munafiq, many of us, alhamdulillah, in our country, many of us are free from that. We don't have that in our heart. We are believers, we are not having anything that, you know, in order to make split in Ummah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep our community and this society as till the day of Qiyamah. May Allah protect us from those type of people. This is called Nifaqul Akbar. The second one, today's discussion, we are not speaking about that. I just gave you a brief idea. Today is as a Nifaqul Asghar, that is known as the hypocrite, which is smaller type of hypocrite. We are believers, but certain qualities which a munafiq has, a believer also sometimes will have. So that might lead him end result to be bad. If you don't do, but verification. If you don't do, remedy for that. For example, cancer. Many a time, there is a medication for cancer. Sometimes, to identify the cancer is too late. Too late. It has spread through entire body. It has gone through all the organs. So it's very difficult. Likewise, if you identify on right time that I have these bad qualities, I have these qualities of munafiq, so I have to do some effort to purify my heart. I have to do some effort to protect my iman, protect my qalb from all these kind of disease. So you make effort, inshallah. You keep on making effort. It is everlasting. It's not that, you know, I go buy a shame, sit for 40 days, a course is done, take a certificate. Oh no. Getting a certificate and done. But Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in hadith, when a person performs salah, every salah for 40 days, when hadith says, every 5-10 salah, if Imam Jama'at for 40 days continuously, he gets two certificates. One is the protection from hellfire. Second one is protection from the fire. Protection from people. But first, what do we have to do? We have to stick to 5 times salah in Jama'at. Stick to 5 times salah in Jama'at. This is one of the very important. When salah becomes difficult on us, making up a fajr, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. Sometimes when myself is bigger, sometimes waking up in the early morning becomes difficult. You sleep late night. Waking up in the morning difficult, find difficult.
we must think that we are in the danger line.
Allah says in the Quran, sometimes in salah without concentration, that is also one of the signs of munafiq. قاموا فسالا يراؤون الناس ولا يذكرون الله إلا قليلا. They stand in salah, they stand as lazy. They're not so active. And it's playing in cricket field, you know, ground. Field has to be very active. His body language must be very positive. Am I right? That puts pressure on the batsman. The bowler, when he holds, the body language is very active, very good approach. What happens? This is, you know, everybody has this cricket fever, so I'm just relating it to. Then the batsman resonates very much. Yeah. Same wise, when the batsman is batting, when his body language is very strong, very much approach, can bowler will get, you know, always feel a little bit. Likewise, we have to be in salah, very much active. Then the shaitan is our enemy. Shaitan is our enemy, that's all. When we are laying in salah, you say, oh, this is the Lord, he's my friend, I can get him. Likewise, when we are in the field, we are so much active, the fellow is very scared. We'll not go for a big shot because he's scared. The fielders are very much active, very much positive. The bowler is bowling on the right place, scared to go for a big shot. Likewise, now when we are not active in salah, you say, okay, no problem, I can go for my shot. Shaitan comes in. Allah says, قَامُوا فَسَعَلَىٰ. They stand that they are very lazy. يُرَاءُونَ النَّاسِ. In order to just, he's just in the field to show that I am there. We are performing salah just to say that I am in the masjid, I am there. And standing in salah, يُرَاءُونَ النَّاسِ. The people should see that. وَلَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. They will not remember Allah, it's the only thing they remember. So this is what? Concentrating on our salah. This is the one of the qualities of munafiq. The salah becomes difficult on him. Now one hadith also sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, for munafiq, there is two salah which is very difficult on them. That is the Isha salah and the Fajr salah. Isha salah and Fajr salah is very difficult on munafiq. Because early morning they have to wake up. Early morning waking up, nothing doing. First thing is, after reading the dua, praying Allah, thanking Allah. Actively. Very much. In Fajr Salah being active, every Sahaba, when you see Umar radiallahu anhu, in Fajr Salah he used to read certain surah Al-Qiyamah, and he starts crying, weeping. Sometimes he used to read Surah Al-Qaf, and crying. Some Sahaba say, we used to hear his crying noise like he used to cry every time. So much of fear. One of the greatest, you know, Amir al-Mu'mineen. Because of him, there are so many ayats was confirming his opinion. Rasulullah said, if there is a prophet after me, that will be Umar radiallahu anhu. Because Allah came with so much of wisdom. That person in salah was very much attentive, very active. Really, they devoted themselves. That is a very important. The difference between a munafiq, the quality of munafiq, salah becomes difficult for him. And when we are in salah, when we are performing salah, we must perform salah very actively, energetically. That we are being easy Allah, I am in front of Allah subhanahu. I am in front of Allah. Just imagine you're gonna go and meet the president, or you're gonna go and meet someone. We have to, you know, not, we have to impress who? That who's president? Allah's president. So we have to stand in getting Allah's president. The way that Allah will be pleased with us. This is one of the very important on salah. Wherein Allah says in the Holy Quran in Surah Al-Baqarah, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْهِ. No. Allah says in the beginning of the Quran, beginning of the ayah, Allah says, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. And who is the muttaqin? الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ. يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ. They believe in unseen, the ghaib, and yuqeemun as-salah. Allah don't say yusalloon, they are praying, no. Allah says they establish salah. Yuqeemun, they are firm in salah, they establish salah. So if the iman in ghaib, the reason we get these qualities, when our iman is a little bit, like I said, iman is something very valuable, we have to put security guard. If our iman gets tested with this type of disease, this type of qualities, then our amal become weaker. He says, يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. He believe in unseen, and وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ. Establish salah. Establish salah. Be firm in salah. And not only that, يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَمِمَّا رَزَقَدَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. And they will spend from what Allah has given them. Everything, all the wealth is given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is always reminding in Quran, Allah says, you give, you don't give something from your own pocket, you are giving from something that which we are given you. He is a munafiq, he will be a person, he will not establish salah properly. Second quality, the quality of munafiq is that he will be very stingy in spending in part of Allah. His iman is tested. He is stingy in spending in part of Allah. Why? He believes, you know, if I spend, I might get relief. Real believer, what? If I spend, Allah will increase. Allah says what? وَيُرْبِي الصَّدَقَاتِ. I'm going to increase the sadaqah. I give one, Allah is going to give me 10 back. I give 100 rupees, Allah is going to give me 1,000 rupees back. I give 1,000 rupees, Allah is going to give me 10,000 back. He will spend it back. A prophet will be a miser in spending in part of Allah. He will never spend. He will be very much stingy in spending in part of Allah. It will become very difficult for him to spend in part. So we must remember, this is the culture of munafiq, that salah becomes difficult on him. Establishing salah is difficult. So we have to question, exam ourselves. When I speak of myself, I'm asking, is it for me the salah is difficult? Fajr salah is difficult? Isha salah is difficult? So then I'm in danger line. Ask for forgiveness. This is I'm speaking about not nifaq al-akbar, where Allah speaks in the Quran, the munafiq who is going to go to the lower stage of Jahannam, those are the people who have something in the heart and they pretend to be someone else. Similar, you know, colors keep on changing. Keep on changing colors. So we must always remember that. That we have to be, you know, establishing salah. In a salah, that is very important. Rasulullah said, when a person goes to masjid frequently, you bear witness to the person who has iman. Bear witness is a person of iman because he is frequently going to the masjid. The masjid is a place for the believers. For munafiq, he comes quickly, goes out because he's never, you know, he doesn't want to stay here. Difficult on him. He cannot establish salah. Establish salah, coming and just, you know, up and down, hit the ground. No, not that. You come for salah. Perform your wudu perfectly and perform the sunnah salah and then performing the farz salah. After that, again sunnah salah. This is what establishes salah. You do with passion and love. This is one of the very important things. Ibadah. In ibadah, we need to get that in our act of worship. And then there are certain nifaq. This causes what I mentioned in act of worship. That is our fasting. Our salah, zakat, giving charity in part of Allah, becomes difficult on the munafiq. And the third one is saum, fasting. Fasting what? Rasulullah said what? A munafiq, culture of munafiq that he will fast, he will just stay in hunger. There are so many people who fast, nothing but they just stay in hunger. Why they stay in hunger? They are not doing it to the pleasure of Allah, to please Allah. They are being but front, they spend their whole day in front of the screen. But it's fasting. So say the real fasting is not the one who stays away from the food and drink, the one who stays away from his desire, lust and desire. Who controls himself. So this is the nifaq, the quality. While fasting for us difficult to pray, difficult to read Quran, find it difficult. We are fasting, but we are watching movies. So much of haram. Then you must remember, you are in the danger line. This is an act of ibadah. And there are certain other qualities which comes in our day-to-day action, in day-to-day our life, in speech. There are certain qualities, you can identify certain qualities in your speech. That Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there are so many ahadith, ayatul munafiq salat. The signs of munafiq is three, idha haddatha kadhiba. This is not in your ibadah. First of all, I mentioned in your ibadah. This you have to test. It goes step by step. If your salah, ibadah become perfect, your day-to-day activities, your day-to-day life also become perfect. If your salah is being disturbed, you're not performing salah well, you don't perform salah, you don't establish salah well, then it reflects on your day-to-day activities. إِذَا حَدَّثَ كَذِبًا. When he speaks, he lies. Can be as a parent, he cannot even lie for our children. The children sometimes they cry, you just say something, you know, lying. Rasulullah said, I even sometimes make jokes, but I speak nothing, but it is true. Even when while joking, Rasulullah used to speak it. So always, this is the believers, one of the qualities. They were ready to sacrifice the head, chop off the head, fine, stick to the word. They will never lie. Never lie, not ready to lie. That lying will disturb their heart. If you are frequently lying for the wife, lying for the children, in the business, lying for our customers. No, this is my field and marketing is my field, so I must just sell the product. So whatever I say, no problem. I just want to sell it. It's not that. You want to sell the product, be honest. Say the truth. You know, when you go to business or when you start to buy something, you say, you know, this is the benefit, you get this, everything. You say 1 year, 2 years guarantee. He doesn't explain to the customer, he's only guarantee for certain things of not everything. For example, you say AC, air conditioner, 5 year guarantee. Not for everything, only for the compressor. You get a trouble, you go tomorrow, then you say 5 year guarantee, nothing. Only compressor, nothing else. Other things you have to pay and repay. You pay for it. So this is what we are fooling others. This is the quality of munafiq. That when you speak, you lie. You must think as much as possible to reduce in our life. Make effort. Every time make effort. You go to a wife, don't lie. One lie leads that to tell you so many other lies. So many other lies. Sometimes you go out, you went out to the beach, maybe you told your wife, you know, I have a work in office. Work in office. Now then she asks certain questions, you take another line, then it goes on line. Goes on. Be honest. This is one of the very important and one of the bad qualities which has affected our trade goods in our country. And yesterday in Lobakshan and Tumma, I mentioned that maybe the brothers who were there would have heard that. You know, I had one of the higher ranking custom officers, I had a meeting in Hambagura regarding the national celebration, Leela celebration, the government is doing, renovating the masjid and things like that. So he was one of the person who was appointed to look into the matter. We were having, then we speak. Then he said, you know, everything is fine with the Muslims, but you know, you guys lies a lot. A good businessman can be only a liar. And you see, all our custom officers are, 90% of them are being bribed by the Muslim businessmen. We don't judge. We give very, it's nothing, so we must be in danger line, we pass. إِذَا حَدَّثَ كَذِبًا وَإِذَا وَعْدَ أَخْلَفَ. When we give a wa'da, a promise, akhlafa, we, you know, go against it. I tell the person, you know, I'll pay you tomorrow, you know, I will send the check tomorrow. This person is waiting, still is not tomorrow. He asks, you know, Allah says in Quran, day of Qiyamah is tomorrow. So it's still tomorrow. I heard in my own eyes, one person say, you know, Marana, this person said that he will give the check to money tomorrow. And I called him today, he said, you know, Allah says only Quran tomorrow. 1400 years ago Allah saying tomorrow is going to be day of Qiyamah. So still tomorrow, I have time tomorrow. Every day is a tomorrow. It's not that. But إِذَا وَعْدَ. If you can't, you be honest and say you can't. You can't pay. I'm finding it difficult, I can't pay. Be honest. Maybe he will shout at you 2-3 words. Please. Be honest. Not, you know, deceiving.
وَإِذَا أُمِنَ خَانَ. If someone entrusts something on him, he, you know, khana, he breaks it. We must remember, we always say entrusting something, we think, you know, it's about only when someone comes and give you money or some jewelry or vehicles, keep it in your trust. Not only that, that is also something they entrust. There are so many things. As we have got married, many of us. The father-in-law gave the daughter with a trust amount. 18, 20 years, he brought her up very well. With the belief, with the trust that he will look after me. He will fulfill his her right. We don't fulfill our rights. We have broken the trust. Broken the trust. As school teachers, maybe we are teaching. Someone at this, now it's become, you know, in Muslim society in Sri Lanka, it's become, you know, education has become business. Opening up international schools have become business. They pay a lot of money and they entrust the child into school. They educate the child, you know, with a lot of trust that you will do, you will fulfill the trust. You see that you don't fulfill the right duty properly. You see, this is the quality which has day to day life. This related to every part. It can be our mu'asharat in our family life, in our mu'amalat, in our transactions, in our akhlaq, in our character. We must always test and see that. Am I doing this? Am I lying? Am I, you know, breaking the trust for the people keep on me? When I give a promise, do I stick to the promise? That is very important. Sometimes you say something, circumstances work on such way that you cannot fulfill. Then what you have to do? You have to inform the person. Inform the say, you know, brother, please. Another very important, you should not make someone lie also. Sometimes you put a person in a situation that he has to lie. Rasulullah always made this. You put a person, you know he can't be entrusted on that work, but you're giving him that job. It's very important that you are making, putting him in trouble. You are the one who put him in trouble. Because you know he's a poor man, he has a lot of debts to do. Lot of people are following him. You go and give him 100,000 and keep, I'll come and take it tomorrow. Can you do that? You can't do that. He is a man in trouble. So tomorrow, debtor comes and asks him, he said, okay, I'll give you 20,000. From that 100,000, 20,000 is gone. He thinks with a good intention, tomorrow when the owner comes and asks, I can borrow it for someone else 20,000 and put and give. So we must remember, don't put someone in that trouble. If someone come and ask you a debt, come and ask you know this man cannot fulfill the debt. Then you say, rather, you know, I can't give you 500,000 a day. I have 20,000, I can give you his hadiah, keep it fine. Don't want it back. Rather than, that is the greatest help what you're doing. Rather than giving him 500,000 and making, okay, after three months, you make so much of calls, waste your money in calls. You make him say so much of lies, go behind him, that you are the one who put him in trouble. So we must always remember. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to know, this person, he can do this job, Rasulullah selected him. This person, he can do this job, Rasulullah selected him. We must know that, and we must know, you should not entrust that job, if they will lie. They will, you know, deceive us. They will break our trust. Now, even amongst our children, sometimes you will tell something to our wife. If you know she cannot do, don't tell her. If we know that she cannot fulfill, don't entrust that job on her. Our children, we force certain things. We know that child cannot study hard. He's very weak. But we put so much of pressure, you say, you know, he promised to say, oh father, anyhow I'll pass. But you spend so much of money, you fail the exam. After that you are blaming that child, no use of blaming him. No use of making him badua, because you know that he can't. If he's finding difficult, you look out some way where he can do it and help him in that. And sometimes we as children, we always take our parents to the right. You think, you know, when the youngsters we do this, you know, we lie. We say we are going here, but we go somewhere else. This is also a lie. This is also a lie. You know, through SMSs, we fool others, fooling, deceiving, all these things is very important. We must rethink it is, it starts from this, it starts from this. Those qualities gives us confidence. You know, I am lying every time, but I am not getting caught, so I keep on lying. Start from this. You know, I have been deceiving people for many years, you know, I have been doing for my childhood. I am not being caught. It starts from this. So we must remember, as young, deceiving the parents, our brothers. Sometimes another brother saw you take it and you keep it in your pocket. You lie, you know, it's gone, you break. It starts from our home. Parents should always think that. This is the culture that we have to take. These are the culture. This is what a real Muslim. A Muslim, a person, Rasulullah, before even he became a prophet, he was known as Al-Ameen. Al-Ameen, the most trustworthy. Al-Ameen, you can see that there is a notice about the brother Idris Tawfiq, who was a former priest, Catholic priest, who embraced Islam. You know? In his speech, his part, how he embraced Islam, he's not from listening to a great sheikh. He says it's very clear. It's not from listening to a great sheikh. No. When he was in Cairo, 14-year-old boy who cleaned the shoes, from that person, that young man's action brought him to Islam. The way that young boy greeted him, the way that young boy, you know, interact with him, spoke to him, gave him good thought about Islam. That is the beginning of Islam. And he mentioned in that letter, he said, that youngster doesn't know that I have become a Muslim now, but all the good deeds that I'm doing, all the reward is going for that youngster. That happened is good quality, honest, trustworthy, respecting. You know, one of the quality of munafiq, he will always think that, you know, I am the hope. He will do it all the wrong. Like the prawn. Prawn feels in the sea, they say, you know, the story. Prawn feels I am the king in the sea. Because I am red and I am big. And, but prawn has a shit in his head. He carries the shit in his head. He removes the head and he first carries it. Understood? So likewise, you always, a munafiq always, he has all the wrong, but he feels, you know, I am the man. He never respects others. In other hand, a Muslim mu'min, you know what it is? He will have so much of good deeds. So much of good deeds. But he feels like a dolphin, you know. You see the dolphin? It's very innocent. But scared of every other. Likewise, we must always remember that. Always a mu'min, a real believer, he is always scared of himself. Will I hurt? Will I do bad? This good quality is being honest, speaking the truth. You know, not breaking the, you know, the promise what you give. Not deceiving others. This is the quality that it will not come by, you know, creating madrasa, ulamas we have, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect. It's the information. That quality comes through society. That's through how we have to start with. We tell the child as a father, don't lie. But we lie in the front of humanity. When a person comes, a businessman, you have to give money. Tell the son, tell him I'm not at home. You are teaching him to lie. You know, one, Yash Maulavi, Rahimahullah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill this cover with lot of, you know, barakah and rahmah. That man did a great service to the community. Now the greatest alim, Allah, you know, forgive his sins and Allah give him the highest rank in Jannah. Used to say one thing, he is always, you know, he used to attract the people, speak by cracking jokes. He says one, that is the one way, Allah gives different people different abilities, different qualities of doing. What he can do, I cannot do, what I can do, he can do. He cannot do. There is different ways. It doesn't mean that he is greater than me and I am greater than him. No, in Allah's hands, in Allah's hands, we all are equal. In akramakum indallahi atqakum. It's not about our degrees, it's not about, you know, how much of popularity what you have here. It is the one who is most, you know, taqwa, he is the one in Allah. He will say, once he went in Ganj, a visiting Muslim brother, And then there was a father who hides behind the door and telling the son to tell Vapa illa. But he said he was in that car. He saw the father's feet under the door. He told the father, Arthas Mura, Vapa Veliapona, Vapa Kal and the photo. He's going out, tell him to take his feet and go. You know? Sometimes we lie and it has become in our life, may Allah forbid. That's what I said. This doesn't come by giving lectures like this. Even me myself. If I want that quality, I have to practically go and implement in my day-to-day life. Each and every one of us in our day-to-day life at home, with our family, with our wives, sisters, children, we must implement it. We must try and, you know, keep it. We say it to the child, don't lie. He goes to madrasa and madrasa say, you know, what is the liar, bad about the liar, everything he learns. But he comes home and he feels, you know, without lying you can't live in this year. Because mother is lying, father is lying, brother is lying, sister is lying. Everybody is lying. When you go to school, teacher is lying. The principal is lying. His prefect is lying. His schoolmates are lying. Everybody is lying. So you think lying is part of life. It is a survival. It's a battle of survival. So by lying, we survive. This is what. By deceiving, we survive. No. Practically, we have to do that. And we must remember, this quality, we feel, you know, this quality is just, you know, lying today and tomorrow things. No. This is the one, the hadith of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one alim of it. This is the one person who was living as a Muslim, end of the day he dies as a kafir, the one who lived there. One who, he performed salah, he was Muslim, he was a mu'min. But all these qualities, day by day, day by day, day by day, build on, build on, build on. One day attack his iman. Iman went completely out. Time of his death came. May Allah forbid, may Allah protect all of us, may Allah protect all of us. You know, may Allah protect the entire, you know, imagine from this. It's the biggest loop. Biggest. No, nothing can compensate it. Nothing can bring it. So we must always think. This is from our childhood, from the children we must speak about. Saying that, you know, bringing that in the mind. That is what the ayah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in another hadith, all these 3 points is mentioned. Another point as a munafiq, وَإِذَا أَخَاصَمَ فَجَرَ. As human we have conflict, right? Husband and wife, argument and problem. But one of the quality of munafiq, when he have khasam, when he have, you know, argument, he fajara, he sin, that means he speaks sin. When he gets angry, he can't control himself, he starts swearing. He starts saying things which is, you know, out of his control. إِذَا خَاصَمَ فَجَرَ. That is very, very important. When you're getting angry, mu'min, we must control. We must watch what we are saying. Take count of what we are saying. Because we are angry, we can say whatever we want. You must remember. At home, wife does something, you get angry, you just, you know, blast her. وَإِذَا خَاصَمَ فَجَرَ. In one hadith, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, all these things, and then said, and said this, وَإِذَا خَاصَمَ. When he have argument, when he have dispute, fajra, he will sin. How he sin? It's at the rate of sin. No? He will just know, he will just keep on saying, whatever comes in mouth he starts. We must remember that. A munafiq, one of the qualities of munafiq, this is in day to day life. I'm, you know, bringing it down step by step. First I mentioned to you all certain qualities of mu'min, and one of the major qualities that we can be a little bit happy when we have, when we do something sin, when we disobey Allah, we feel disturbed. You know, we feel disturbed. Heart gets disturbed. What is happening there? And then in ibadah, our salah, zakah, and sawm, fasting, becomes for one thing. The sake of Allah. This is the day to day life. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Holy Quran about the munafiq, so many ayat. Ulama Karam has different opinion on that. Is this what Allah says? Is this? Is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying for the munafiq who are what in time of Rasulullah? Certain ayat is common for everyone.
Allah says, هُمْ لِلْكُفْرِ يَوْمَئِذٍ أَقْرَبُ مِنْهُمْ لِلْإِيمَانِ يَقُولُونَ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ مَا لَيْسَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ مَا يَكْتُمُونَ. What they speak, not in their heart. But you know, people like us must be very much careful about it. You know, we speak too much. We all have safe side in that way. We speak, we give lectures to people. Allah must protect myself and all the ulama. We speak too much. That has to come in our heart. That has to come in our heart. That has to come in our life. That has to come in my life. What I speak here today has to be in my life. But I'll be tested with that. First person, one of the first person to enter Jannah is an alim who is given so much of bayan, so much of lecture, but he did not practice what he said. Allah forbid, Allah protect. You all must make dua for me and for all the ulama. Allah, you know, protect us. There's no protection. A person, people who listen to him will go to Jannah, and who gave the lecture is going to help by Allah. So in our life, we tell our children good things, but we do bad. Children will go to Jannah. We are going our path. As a teacher in school, we teach the student good things. They listen to our teachings, they listen to us, and they go to Jannah, and we are going out. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, another very important, certain quality, now I spoke generally what we have. Certain things, certain haram, which will make nifaq in us, which will create nifaq. One of the hadith, a very famous hadith, Al-Ghina yurithul nifaq. Ghina is what? Music. Allah has told, Rasulullah said in hadith, don't listen to music. Music will kill, you know, the spirit of iman in your heart. How when there is water in a place, how the plant grows, you can see the moss green because the water is running, that soil is being, you know, fed by that water well, so the plant grows very well. Likewise, the nifaq, the hypocrisy grows in our heart when you listen to music. So these disbelievers, the Yahudi, Jews, they know. In everything they have included the music, everything. They want that every one of us should listen to music. So our iman gets weakened. So this is one of the virus which will spoil our iman and create nifaq in our heart. Take the phone. Sometimes we don't want to listen. We don't go to the club or we don't go to karaoke or something or listen and have CDs in our home. No. But in our phones we have. Now it has gone to another, you know, step ahead. Now there is Islamic song. It's all Islamic song. I don't know how they call it, Islamic song. It's not because of the word. Islamic song is music. A lot of Muslims have got caught for that. The words are good. It's speaking about Allah. But what they are doing? They are mixed with music. Why? The Muslims will listen. Muslims will listen. Will listen to it. And the nifaq will start growing in our heart. By listening to that, we feel, you know, good man is good, word of Allah. That's how Shaitan knows how to catch up. If individually, with each and every one of us, Shaitan's plan is different. Shaitan's plan is different. For a great scholar, Shaitan has a different plan to get him. Normal youngsters, he have a different plan to get him. This is one thing. Now they, even the Islamic, you know, the singers who sing Islam songs, they have become pop stars. With all this music and equipment. Rasulullah said, I have sent to this world to destroy all those. Some of the times we might ask question, why is there nothing wrong? We're not harming anyone. Right? By listening to music, I'm not harming anyone. You're harming your iman. When your iman has been spoiled, then all your actions gonna harm others. Allah says, Ala inna fil jasadi mudgha. Behold, there is a piece of flesh in your body. Iza faluhat, if that, what? If it's that in a good condition, saluhat jasadu kullu, your entire body will be in good condition. For iza faslat, if that gets corrupted, everything, like the hard disk of the computer. Hard disk. That's why computer is gone. The motherboard, am I right? IT guys are now, everybody is in IT.
The motherboard, the hard disk, maybe you can read it. The motherboard, read it. But in this heart, to purify. So if that gets spoiled, indirectly, by listening to music, we're not harming others. By listening to music, our iman gets spoiled, heart gets spoiled. When the heart gets spoiled, all the actions will be spoiled. That will harm us. That will be harming us. Remember, this was hadith of Rasulullah. Stay away from that. Another issue which spoils purest nifaq, not controlling our eyes, not lowering our gaze. Allah says about the mu'min, but يَغُبُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ, lower your gaze. This is the entrance to your heart, your ears and your eyes. Ears and your eyes. Where the virus can enter through you. Can spoil your iman. Can spoil, safeguard your life. Very important. Listening to good things. We have come here today, mashallah. All these things gonna go in, mashallah, create something. There is a reaction gonna be good. Go somewhere bad, lots of bad information, lot of bad things, lot of joking and, you know, not remembrance of Allah. Cause music and that and this, amusement, laughing, joking. And then the eyes. So our eyes always lower your gaze. Lowering our gaze. All the time. Now when we are in the street, we are lowering the gaze. When we are in front of the screen, we are not lowering it. Advance. Shaitan is catching us in different ways. When we are in the street, we are lowering the gaze. And when we are in front of the screen, very difficult to lower the gaze. That's why, you know, some ulama stick to the opinion, TV is haram. The reason is very difficult to control your eyes. You are watching cricket match, in between they put an ad. In between they put ads. I am telling one of you, in this country, in the Buddhist country and Muslim country, certain ads, which is, it's immoral, against human lust and this, being promoted. You must write against it. Write against. Send emails. Just don't send junk emails and jokes and things. Send like these things. And then the government, we have to fight. This is a common thing. This is common for the Muslims and non-Muslims. We must use our techniques and take these things off. In certain, you know, very, very, you know, very sad to say, some of our business, Muslim business owners, their advertisements are very bad in the country. We must speak against that. This, we have a right. This is what the democratic country Allah has given us. We have answerable in their qiyamah. At least write to someone. Circulate the email about this. And good youngsters, good people like us, we also get affected. We get affected, even me sometimes. See? Walk in the street, you can't avoid. You close your eyes, you are in there. By seeing that, you're going to bed sometimes, you know, you think that, you know, shaitan comes. Every time you see, it doesn't bother, it don't come. You don't see at all and suddenly you see something, it comes to your mind. It's right against it. And Buddhism also speaks against it. It causes nifaq. What? Nifaq. So in the street, also all of those things, we have to always remember in this issue. One of the brothers was coming and telling me, you know, Allah alam, how far is true or not. He says, in the TV there is an ad going, which is the advertisement, is about some razor shaving. And the boy who is, you know, acting, there is a Muslim boy. And it is one of the dirtiest ads in the team, Allah Allah. I don't know. But why we are Muslim? We are getting caught. Because then our object changes, then our heart gets spoiled. Our object becomes invisible, just earn money. However, I just want to earn money. Just stand and show my face and then they pay you something. I do it. You must remember, one day I'm going to die. And the beauty, the strength is given to me, this handsomeness from whom? From Allah. You must remember, each and every one of us, we can do nothing wrong. We can play, we can do everything, but stick to your iman. It's difficult, but there's a lot of enjoyment when you do that. A lot of contentment, you know, Allah puts lots of peace and comfort. As you know, cricketer, we always speak. I always mention this. Hashim Amla,
one of the greatest cricketers, but he's proud to be a Muslim. Proud to be a Muslim. And you know, he's not such person who is sticking with Sunnah, leave aside the farz. With so much of obstacles, so much of hurdles, so much of criticism. His iman is strong. Iman is strong. Technically. Difficult for him. You know, they say in five prophets, it's easy for him to sin. Sticks in prayer. And he says in one of the interviews, say, you know, I'm being this, Almighty has given me a lot of opportunity to explain to the people about Islam. Allah. He's not a great alim. Being a cricketer. But you can be a good Muslim and explain to the people. You can be a good businessman, explain to the people Islam. Good sportsman, explain to the people. This, every Rasulullah said in hadith, Islam will become strange. Bada al-Islamu ghariba, fasayaudu ghariba. Islam starts as a strange religion and one day it's going to return. Nowadays you see, really a person who is following the Sunnah with the beard, dressing up nice, and everyone say, hey, this guy. And we justify it. We can shave, it's not haram, man, look smart. Look smart. We don't know who decides which is smart and which is not smart. Who decides? Rabbullah. He's the creator. He's the creator. He has perfected us. This is what he has given to us. We must be proud that we are Muslim, Allah has given this iman. Stick to that. Even this little bit disobeying Allah, going against the Sunnah of Rasulullah must become difficult in our heart. Doesn't mean that you cannot be in any other thing. No, you can be. In halal things you can be. For so much. He was so strong and said, you know, I cannot bear. The one of the co-sponsors, the main sponsor for the South African team is the Castle Lager beer company. South Africa's one of the main income is beer, wine. This time in the 2010 Soccer World Cup, all the money what they have spent, they have got it back only by selling wine. Bigger. He said, no, I am not ready to take that. Because again, we don't feel something big. What's wrong, man? I'm just thinking that is urgent. We will justify, I am not selling wine. I am just playing. But see, his iman, his conscience, that disturbing him say, yeah, I am not paying, I am not selling, I am not drinking wine, but I am advertising the wine. I am advertising. Sulla said, the person who doesn't, even the person who drinks, wa shariguhu, wa fasim, everybody. The wine, everybody gets the same sin. Like riba, interest. Everyone who be witness, who are signing, everyone gets the sin. That must disturb. Like I said, even a small sin that we don't realize that is something big, but must disturb us. This is the sign. So these are the things, mashallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, mashallah, great opportunity. People, mashallah, are organizing this type of gathering where we can share information, gather, speak things, where we go out with some motivation. This is not finishing here. This is the task. You go home, you start it. Now I heard, you know, after a long time I'm doing this 4-day program. Those days the gathering used to be huge. Huge gathering, a lot of people used to come. MashaAllah, even today we see a nice gathering, MashaAllah, beautiful gathering. But this must be kept up. We must go, advertise, tell the people, come, you know, come. Get scholars. There are so much of scholars, like I said. Get them, different topics, motivate, tell the organizers. You know, I went and spoke to the organizer, then he said, you know, I am actually really fed up, you know, people are not coming. I said, don't worry, you get in the reward. And then I said, okay, I'm coming this week. Because he's been asking me for a couple of months, you know, please come, come. I'm unable to come, but it's not about the speech. It's about your thirst. How much is the listeners, when you come to the thirst, it's not about the speaker. It's not about the speaker. It's about the listeners. When you come up with a thirst that Allah should give me guidance, Allah should give me guidance, it can be one word. Rasulullah never spoke for so much long. Even the Hajjat al-Wada was maximum maybe 15 minutes. He never spoke for long. Few words made great epiphany, great change. Because the listeners, sahabas were ready. Sami'na wa atana ya Rasulullah. When we listen, whatever it is, we are ready to practice. Now we speak too much. We have so much of bayan. To do bayan.
now we have bayan, then the person passed away, we have bayan. After that, the third day we have bayan, and then in the fourth day we have bayan.
We have bayan, bayan, bayan.
Speaking, but not in practice. So mu'min, whatever he learns, whatever he comes to know, he will bring into practice. This is very important. We bring whatever little, we stick to it. We stick to it. We bring it out. Bring in our life. And very importantly, you know, gathering the families, mashallah. Now, mashallah, many families are doing that. When they get to the family, they get an imam, they get a scholar to come and give them some words, speak to them. And some, you know, occasionally just become even a part of the session. They have become bayan, they follow, we have great scholar, you know, he's coming to give us a lecture. Something, you know, it has become known. And then what we do, something wrong. Nikah bayan is done here. Then the five star hotel Hilton with all the mix and music, everything is the nikah wedding is taking. What's the use of that bayan? What is the use of that bayan? You must remember that. Family gathering, they say, no, this is good. You know, we all get together, mashallah, got the imam down, read Yasin, everyone is there. And then he gave the bayan lecture. And salam alaikum hazrat, you go and come and send him off. And now we put the light off and put the music and we all having a fun. Not that. This is not Islam, it's a practical. When simple, you know, ask Rasulullah, Aisha radiallahu anha, described as Rasulullah. He said, Rasulullah is the walking Quran. He was the walking Quran. What does it, what does she mean? Whatever was revealed in Quran was in his life. He was a walking Quran. Quran says, don't lie, he doesn't lie. Whatever it is, he was a walking Quran. The entire Quran was in his life. This is every Muslim, each and every one of us, we have to feel that, we have to get closer. Allah has given us the great atmosphere in this country, great atmosphere. You know, some countries, you cannot even sit like this and have lectures and program that is, you get locked up. Then in Saudi, last year when I went to Hajj, you know, I was in the rooftop, there were some brothers who were having there, and I was discussing, I was telling them some history. 2, 3, 4 people came, and you know, just when I started speaking in English, there was a good crowd, maybe a 5-10 together. Suddenly a cop came, he caught me, took me to the office. So what I did? I said, no, I was just discussing with you. No, it's not allowed. Not a big gathering. It's not allowed. The office, they asked question that day, I showed everything. I said, you come at the heart, yeah, not allowed. I said, no, they are, no, not allowed. Allah has given us this freedom in this country. So remember, we must be grateful. Allah has given. So when there is more ni'mah, we are answerable for Allah. We are answerable for Allah. So many masjids, mashallah. Everywhere there is program. Everywhere, everything Allah. And this majority, you know, Muslims, non-Muslims, the English people, very good, soft heart. Only thing, they don't have iman, but they have good qualities. They have good qualities. You see, the akhlaq is good. Sometimes the akhlaq is much better than our akhlaq. Much better than our akhlaq. Their hearts are very soft. So, but we have not done our duty. We have not done it. So this is very important. This is very important. Our mission in this world, in this country, in this world is that protecting ourselves, become a good Muslim, and spread the message of Allah. Spread this to everybody. Then definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect us and make, inshallah, convey this message. Next 4 years, inshallah, convey this message. Double the gathering here. Make many people, a lot of people to come here. Let them benefit, have discussion, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, will protect us from all these qualities that we discussed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us the qualities of iman, qualities of mu'minun, and the qualities of sahaba karam. And very importantly, now it is translated in Hayat al-Sahaba in English and many languages. Take the Hayat al-Sahaba and see, read through that. Can you really get the spirit of Islam? Because the spirit was left by sahaba. They had it. How they lived? How did they, when they had an argument, how did they argue? When they have love, how did they express the love for us? You think, you know, Allah, Rasulullah, everything. Take that book and read the authentic sources. Read and see how did Sahaba come, how women, how children, how did they do, why they became so great people? Why Allah said, Radiallahu anhum wa radhu anhum. These are the greatest people.
read in their lives, see what is happening, what is their background, how did they live. By reading inshallah, we can increase our iman and protect, you know, safeguard and put a security. Getting involved in this thing, inshallah, definitely will protect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will protect our iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us, our entire progeny, entire community, all the human beings.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Ya Allah, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad. Allahumma Rabbana taqabbal minna ma kana salih wa aslih lana ma kana fasida. Allahumma Rabbana taqabbal jam'ana hadha. Allahumma ja'al jam'ana hadha jam'an mubaraka wa tafarruqana min ba'dihi tafarruqan ma'suma. Allahumma la tad'a lana fi maqamina wa fi masjidina hadha dhanban illa ghafarta wa la humman illa farajta wa la daynan illa qadayta wa la mu'assiran illa yassarta wa la 'aliman illa وفقت ولا ضال الا هديت اللهم انا نعوذ بك من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا اللهم انا نعوذ بك من النفاق والشقاق وسوء الاعمال برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين والله والله في صدق وسنه يا الله يا الله we have come here to please you يا الله we came with a great intention يا الله please يا الله protect us from all those qualities of munafiq يا الله يا الله we are speaking يا الله we are listening every day يا الله it is difficult to put in practice يا الله يا الله please يا الله help us يا الله والله protect us from all the nifaq يا الله qualities of nifaq يا الله make us live as a good muslim in this world يا الله to be pleased with us يا الله make يا الله rectify our akhlaq يا الله rectify our akhlaq يا الله make our akhlaq and our يا الله day to day activity the hidayah to the entire community يا الله يا الله protect our children and the progeny يا الله protect our family members يا الله make entire muslims يا الله يا الله make this country islamic muslim country يا الله يا الله make everybody يا الله who is obeying you يا الله يا الله بريك يا الله صلى الله تعالى وسلم على سيدنا محمد النبي الامي وعلى اله وصحبه وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام